Welcome to episode 2 of Keel Kid Conversations. In this episode, we are talking about poetry.
Poetry is a type of writing that tries to stir a reader's imaginations and emotions. Poets do this by carefully choosing and arranging their words.
Poets use special techniques to help us visualize the poem and understand its meaning. Let's check out some of them.
Onomatopoeia.
In this section, you will be learning about onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia are words that slam their meaning.
Poets use onomatopoeia to help you picture the poem.
You find lots of onomatopoeia in comic books.
Whoosh!
Bam!
Splat!
Crack!
Here are some poems that use onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia
by
Eve Merriam.
Read by
Evie
and Ava Lou. The rusty spigot
sputters,
utters
a splutter,
spatters a smattering of drops,
gashes wider,
flash,
spatters,
scatters,
spurts,
finally stops sputtering,
and pash,
gushes, rushes, splashes,
clear water dashes.
Our Washing Machine by Patricia Hubbell. Read by Ruben. Our washing machine went wishity whir, wishity 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 whir. One day it knew it went wishity click, wishity 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 click. Clicker, clicker, click. Call the repairman, fix it, quick.
Galoshes
by Rhoda W. Backmeister,
read by
Noah
and Logan.
Susie's galoshes
make splishes and splashes
and slooshes and sloshes.
As Susie steps slowly
along in the slush,
they stamp and they tramp
on the ice and concrete.
They get stuck in the muck and the mud,
but Susie likes much best to hear
the slippery slush
as it slooshes and sloshes.
And slooshes and sploshes.
All around her galoshes.
Yeah. Did you hear all those sound words?
I sure did.
Now you know all about onomatopoeia.
Boom!
Yeah!
Our poetry technique is assonance. Assonance is when you repeat the same vowel sound.
We use assonance to make poems fun and interesting to read.
Assonance can give a poem emotion and help you read it with expression.
Here are some poems with assonance. Try to find the repeated vowel sounds.
Never Sees a Weasel by a Tail by Jack Bielecki, read by Lucas Finchin and Maeve Page. You should never squeeze a weasel, for you might displease the weasel, and don't ever seize a weasel by the tail. Let his tail blow in the breeze, you pull it, he will sneeze, or the weasel's constitution tends to be a little frail.
Yes, the weasel wheezes easily, the weasel freezes easily, the weasel's tan complexion rather suddenly turns pale. So don't displease or tease a weasel, squeeze or freeze or wheeze a weasel, and don't ever seize a weasel by the tail.
The Cow by Jack Paletsky, read by Harper and Mikey. The cow merely moves as she chooses to moo, and she chooses to moo as she chooses. She furthermore chooses, she chooses to chew, and she chooses to chew as she mooses.
If she chooses to moo, she may moo to amuse or may moo just to moo as she chooses. If she chooses to chew, she may moo as she chews or may chew just to chew as she muses.
Did you hear the repeated vowel sounds?
We sure did.
Metaphors. Today you are going to learn about metaphors. A metaphor is when poets compare two things without using words like us.
Poets use metaphors to help us picture what they are talking about. Listen to these poems. Can you find the metaphors?
The Night is a Big Black Cat by G. Orr Cook, read by Sam. The night is a big black cat. The moon is her topaz eyes. The stars are the mushy hearts at night, and the field are the sultry skies.
What is Red? By Mary O'Neill. Read by James O'Bowen.
Red is sunset, blazing and bright. Red is feeling brave with all your might. Red is a sunburn, spot on your nose.
Sometimes red is a red, red rose. Red squiggles out when you cut your hand. Red is a brick and the sound of a band. Red is hotness you get inside when you're embarrassed and want to hide. Firecracker, fire engine.
Fire flicker red, and you're angry, red runs through your head. As red is an Indian, a Valentine heart. The trimmings on a circus cart. Red is a lipstick. Red is a shout. Red is a single that says, signal that says, watch out.
Red is great big rubber ball. Red is the giantest color of all. Red is a show off, no doubt about it. But can you imagine living without it?
Did you find all the metaphors? It doesn't matter if you didn't find them all, but we still hope you like learning about metaphors. Bye.
Before this time.
Did you find all the metaphors? It doesn't matter if you didn't find them all, but we still hope you like learning about metaphors. Bye. Did you find all the metaphors? It doesn't matter if you didn't find them all, but we still hope you like learning about metaphors. Bye.
Poetry technique is simile. A simile is when a writer compares two things using the word like, words like or as.
Similes help us describe things and make pictures in the heads of readers. Here are some poems that use similes.
The Bass Dealer by Robert Francis, read by Ben. Boys in between going back, on and back, pulled both ways, taut like a tightrope walker. Fingertips pointing the opposites, now bouncing tiptoe like a dropped ball. Or a kid skipping rope, come on, come on. Running a scattering of steps sideways, how he teeters, skitters, tinkles, teases, taunts them. Hovers like an ecstatic bird, he's only flirting. Crowd 'em, crowd 'em. Delicate, 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 delicate. Now!
The Flint by Christina Rossetti, read by Ava. An emerald is as green as grass, a ruby red as blood. A sapphire shines as blue as heaven, a flint lies in the mud. A diamond is a brilliant stone to catch the world's desire. An opal holds a fiery spark, but flint holds fire.
Did you hear any similes? We did.
We are here to talk about alliteration. Alliteration is when a poet repeats consonant sounds.
Alliteration helps give a poem a beat. It is often used in tongue twisters.
Seashells, seashells by the seashore. Or rubber baby buggy bumper.
Here are some poems that use alliteration. Enjoy!
Weather by Eve Miriam, read by Lucas and Ryan.
A dot, 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 a dot, dot, specking the window pane.
Speck, a speck, flick, a fleck, fleck, freckling the window pane.
A scatter, a clatter, a spatter, a clatter, a wet cat clatter, a splatter, a rumble outside.
Umbrella, 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 bumper shoot barrel of rain.
Slosh a glosh, slosh a glosh.
A puddle a jump, a puddle a jump, a puddle a jump, puddle splosh.
A juddle a pump, a luddle a dump.
A pud muddle jump in and slide.
Fly in the Flea and the Flu, read and by Starburst and Wesley.
Fly in the Flea and the Flu.
We're in prison, so what could they do?
Said the fly, let us flee.
Let us fly, said the flea. So they flew through the fly in the flu.
Six slippery snails slid to their legs.
Good cooks cook good cookies. Good cooks good cook. Good cooks cook good cookies. Good cooks cook good cookies. La 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 la
la la la la la.
Let's learn about repetition in poetry.
Repetition is repeating words or phrases to give a poem structure.
Poets use repetition to keep you interested, and it helps create a beat or rhythm.
Check out these poems that use repetition. Listen to see if you could hear how it creates beat or rhythm.
Song by John Hardy, read by Ellen Laurie.
Myra, myra, gloomy pout. Myra, myra, sad. Myra, myra, poke about. Don't feel bad.
Myra, myra, chatterbox. Myra, myra, busy. What I clatter, myra talks makes me dizzy.
Myra, myra, la-di-da. Just in mommy's clothes. Playing lady fa-la-la, looking down her nose.
Myra, myra, sleepy head. Myra, myra, tiny. Myra, myra, slug a bit, then nose I kiss is shiny.
Happy, sad, twinkle star, big, myra, small. What a lot of her there are, I love them all.
Every Time I Climb a Tree by Dave McCord, read by Rory and Rachel.
Every time I climb a tree, every time I climb a tree, every time I climb a tree, I scrape a leg or skin a knee.
And every time I find some ant or dodge a bee and the ants get all over me.
And every time I climb a tree, where have you been? They say to me, but don't they know that I am free? Every time I climb a tree.
I like it best to spot a nest that has an egg or maybe three, then I'll skin the other leg.
But every time I climb a tree, I see a lot of things to see. Swallows, rooftops, and TV, and all the fields and farms there be.
Every time I climb a tree, though climbing may be good for ants, it isn't awfully good for pants, but still it's pretty good for me every time I climb a tree.
We hope you enjoy these repetition poems.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Do you have a favorite poem or poet?
Does the poem rhyme?
Does the poem use alliteration? How about assonance?
Or onomatopoeia?
Boom! No matter what your favorite poem is, did it make you think?
Did it make you feel?
Did it make your imagination soar?
Thanks for listening.
See you next time!
Thanks for listening.